Hey, this is Dan Wicklund, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. All week, we're celebrating the life of the great Leonardo da Vinci. And his influence has been insane, you know, showing up in all sorts of video games, showing up in movies, going back 100 years. You know, he is a truly larger-than-life person. So it makes sense that he's going to show up in comic books as well, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, his appearances in comic books aren't as vast as his appearances in other media. And I don't really know why that is, you know. There's a few in here that, honestly, I've not read, but I'm really excited and would love to check out and actually have my LCS trying to track some of them down for me, just because they sound really cool. You know, he's in all different types of comic books, though, the few he is in. Back in 79, there was a French Journal de Mickey, where it was Mickey Mouse, but in Renaissance Florence. And in it, Goofy is actually Leonardo da Vinci. And Mickey has to get him to paint the Mona Lisa. And the subject of the Mona Lisa, you would think it would be Minnie Mouse, but it's actually Clarabelle Cow. Which I think is kind of cool, because given, you know, Clarabelle Cow's origins and how long she's been around, and letting her get that spotlight is really neat. He shows up on the Marvel side of things in the S.H.I.E.L.D. series by Jonathan Hickman, where he's the leaderhood of this super secret, sacred order called the Brotherhood of the S.H.I.E.L.D. And he's actually managed to time travel all throughout history to help it grow, whether it be in the 50s and 60s and Renaissance and modern times. Da Vinci's able to just kind of pop up anywhere he's needed, really, and help guide the Brotherhood. I really dig that, because there's a lot of, I mean, in my mind, kind of Assassin's Creed connections there. You know, he was in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, as we talked about, which is arguably his most impressive video game outing. And so for him to run a different Brotherhood just kind of brings a smile to my face, and I think is really neat. Over at the Distinguished Competition, he showed up in Batman Annual number 18, which is an Elseworlds story, and apparently kind of hard. I mean, eBay has some, but like Comixology didn't have it, DC Universe didn't have it, even the DC wiki pages don't have a whole lot about it. And in that story, we find it's runs concurrent with what's going on in modern Batman times. And you have this guy who is Tomas de Medici, and he's the first Batman. And he's trying to rescue the woman posing for the Mona Lisa. She was kidnapped. And so he becomes the very first Batman to try and track her down. And meanwhile, in modern times, our Batman, Bruce Wayne, is trying to track down the actual Mona Lisa, because it's been stolen. This is one I really want to read and see, because I think the idea of Leonardo da Vinci's inventions powering a vigilante is really cool and really neat. And he even had Alfredo, not Alfred, but Alfredo in it. With not only, his flying devices, but his military stuff and some of his gliders and things really kind of have a bat look to them. So I think that would be, that's one I'm really excited to find. Also, on the Vertigo side of things, there was a Chioscura, The Private Lives of Leonardo da Vinci. And this was a little 10-issue miniseries that came out back in 95 to 96. And it kind of shows his life from the point of view of Celia, who is this just gorgeous young man that Leonardo adopted. And it shows how much influence and control he may or may not have had over Leonardo da Vinci's work. And it also shows how treacherous Salea was, that he did all this stuff with Michelangelo, even was Michelangelo's model for David, and he and Leonardo may or may not have had a relationship together. It's just kind of implied, but nothing's ever really shown. So if you like movies like Amadeus or Immortal Beloved, this would definitely be a book for you to check out. It's been collected in a full trade, and even when it came out, it was nominated for an Eisner for Best Limited Series. So it would be another one to try and track down and get a hold of and learn more about. But in more recent DC stuff, we've learned that he was an ancestor of Zatara and Zatanna. I mean, makes sense because Zatara is Zatanna's dad. But he's also descendant of a few other people, like some famous Freemasons and stuff in the DC lore. And we also learned back in 96 in the big Final Night crossover that Vandal Savage blackmailed Leonardo into painting the Mona Lisa. So that is kind of interesting, you know, that as much as Vandal Savage is always portrayed as a villain, he's still usually portrayed as fairly artistic and an art lover, and that he was responsible for one of the most famous and now, we'll learn tomorrow, but now famous and influential paintings of all time. It hadn't always been that way, and that's what we'll talk about on Thursday's show. But it's kind of neat, you know, even if it was blackmail, it's cool that Vandal Savage was the one behind all of that. So you can see Da Vinci is a Renaissance man in comics too, you know, whether it be in a crazy love model story or in a magic story or putting together S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, he does it all. And I think that's a reason that people like to use him in comics, is you could tell a lot of different stories with him. They just haven't told a whole lot. And like I said, I really want to check out this Batman Annual number 18. If you've read it, let me know. Let me know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. It's a whole lot of fun talking to everybody, especially about this kind of stuff. I'm a big history nerd, so Leonardo is really cool, and I really dig him. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. And a scientist, inventor, painter, sculptor, and anatomist. That's Da Vinci, Renaissance man. Da Vinci, Renaissance man. Musician and the writer and the botanist, architect and engineer are also on the list. That's